Okay, case number four.
Case number 12863, Eric and Dana Monzo seek a variance from the side yard setback requirement for an existing structure. Sections 115-42, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Pine Street within the Rehoboth Manor subdivision. The 911 address is 20651 Pine Street in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 334, map 19.12, parcel 55. The applicant is seeking a 4.1-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing shed. We have one letter of support, one letter of opposition, and one mail return.
Good evening. Be sworn in by Mr. Sharp.
You can state your name and address for the record.
Dana Monzo, 20651 Pine Street, Rehoboth Beach.
Eric Monzo, 20651 Rehoboth Beach.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, you may present your case.
Good evening. Again, Dana Monzo, and this is my husband, Eric Monzo. We seek relief from the side property setback requirements for the placement of a shed at our home at 20651 Pine Street. There are unique physical characteristics at our property, including irregularity and narrowness, which make it complying with the setbacks unusual. Would you pull up the survey, please? Our property is quite small. It is a very narrow clearance. On the right side of our property, we have a 5-foot clearance from the home to the edge of our property line, and we are surrounded by a wooded lot on the right side. On the left side of the house, there is a 13-foot clearance from the edge of our property to our neighbor's property at our narrowest point. And I did submit a photo of our property, which you can see that although the back of the house is slightly wider than the front of the house, there is an air conditioning HVAC unit that is, you just passed it. That one right there. There is along the side of the house, there is also an air conditioning or whatever. We have those Mitsubishi splits. It's a unit. So while it is slightly wider in the back, it is restricted by the placement of the, for lack of a better word, fan that controls the heating and air conditioning. As you can also see, our neighbor currently has some front yard sheds, and there's rebar, and prior to the existence of the front yard sheds, there were trees there. So we have a very narrow delivery point to get the shed into its current location. and we are actually one of the smaller lots on our street. We don't believe the property can be otherwise developed for many of the reasons I just stated, the narrowness of the access point and the physical limitations on either adjacent properties in order to gain access to our property. The narrowness of our property was not created by us. We purchased this home in 2020, and we were told it was a teardown. We really loved it, and so we did not want to make it bigger. We wanted to maintain it's a Sears kit house. We thought it was really cute, and it was just the perfect little home. And so we have lovingly been restoring it, and we did not want to get a bigger property or a bigger home. So that's what we've been working with. We did not place the home on that property. We did not build it. So that's just what we were working with when we bought the house. And so to that extent, we did not create the narrowness. As to the essential character of the neighborhood, throughout the entire Truitt's Park, there are numerous homes with sheds, and none of them I didn't find any that complied with the setback. Immediately adjacent to us on our rear property, our backyard neighbors have a shed that is within less than 2 feet of our rear fence. Our immediate to the left of us have a shed that they talked about last week that was existing, that is along the property line. And then I submitted other photos of homes and properties throughout our neighborhood that have sheds along the property line. Here, we've actually got homes that are 6 inches from what appears to be your property line. So the shed along within the setback is in the characteristic of the neighborhood. It's an old neighborhood. Some homes are becoming gentrified. There are still some existing Sears kit type homes, bungalows, and summer trailers were part of the homes that were not updated. We believe this is the minimum variance needed. I realize that we did this the wrong way. We've learned. We reasonably relied on two expert opinions, the builder of the shed and also a contractor in the area who we spoke with, and we did not know that we needed a building permit. We have come to understand that was, we wrongly relied on that information. But I was there when it was delivered, and it's a significant truck vehicle that has to come back, and I don't know how, having seen how it was delivered, how it could go anywhere else, because there's just no way, there's no room for the truck to pivot to deliver the shed elsewhere on our property. So we believe this is the least modification possible in order to comply with the setbacks. Further, we have three children who do use the backyard, and this, we have a very small yard, and so this does allow them the reasonable use of the backyard. Any questions that I can answer?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you tell me the approximate date that the shed was delivered?
My husband asked me that when we got here. It was in the spring of 2022.
Okay, spring of 22.
Yes.
And for the record, there was no permit for the shed?
That's correct.
And for the record, I think you received a violation notice from the county about placement of the shed?
That's correct.
Okay. So you had two violation notices, one for permit and one for placement?
Correct.
That's right. Okay. That was the first we learned that, that it was, in fact, in violation. So that's
understood. But you stated that whoever you either purchased or had the shed built, that that person and or company indicated they could put it wherever they wanted?
It's been several years since I had the conversation, but we were essentially told we were not in the city of Rehoboth proper, and so there was no requirements needed. And then in conversations with friends who had a contractor working in Sussex County, we had a conversation about it, just, oh, we want to get a shed, do you know anything about that? And was told that because it was not affixed to the ground, but that it was portable, that a building permit was not required. Okay.
Can you tell me the name of the manufacturer or the organization or whoever built the shed?
We use Portable Buildings.
Right on Route 1.
Okay. Did you add on the outdoor shower after the shed was in place?
Yes. And my understanding is
so that we're plumbed.
We are. We are.
So right. So at this point, it's yeah. And in going back to the point, whenever we had it delivered. You can see there's the 13 feet there. That's, and Mrs. Monzo noted it, but they just put it straight back. Okay.
And then my last question: does it sit on a pad, or does it have footers, or?
We have a stone base that we had dropped down, and then they are sitting on, I guess, concrete footers. In addition to that, although we were told because we put the stone down, we didn't need the footers, but we wanted to raise it as much as we could above.
Are they block?
They're black.
On 4x4 runners? Probably under the shed?
I'm not sure what a 4x4. We actually have pretty heavy duty runners underneath because we wanted the option of parking a truck or a Vespa inside. So they made it really heavy duty so that if we decided to put a vehicle inside it, it could sustain the weight.
Thank you.
So, to piggyback a little bit off what Dr. Carson asked, the county came. Did you catch it? Did somebody else catch it?
So what happened was, as you may recall, I was here last week. Our neighbors next door, we'd had this shed for over a year at this point, put two sheds in the front yard, which caused a lot of consternation amongst the neighbors. We reported it, although I don't know if they knew that it was us or not. And in the context of them receiving a citation, we were told by the constable, I'll let my husband, he had the conversation, what about them, and pointed to our shed. And so here we are, and I'm trying to maintain a level of professionalism and not bring you into the neighborhood politics that are going on, but that's what happened.
I just wanted that to be on the record. Has anyone complained about this? Now, I heard what you originally said, but has anybody else complained about this?
We have not received any other complaints, and it had been in place for over a year until the front yard sheds came, and now we have a complaint.
Okay. In the behind that shed, is there a fence?
So our rear property neighbors recently replaced the fence, and it runs all along the rear of our property line as well as the rear of the property line of the Cranfields, which live immediately adjacent to us on our left as you look at the property. When we purchased our home and when the shed was delivered, there was a fence that we were told was the Cranfields fence running along the property line. It is in a varying states of disrepair. There was a fence behind our shed when the shed was put in place, but it fell over and they have not replaced it. And then they had a tree last fall that fell onto our property and damaged our shed, which we paid to repair. And so those trees that were there when the shed was delivered are no longer there, but fell and damaged their fence and our shed. And their solution was to put a tarp up along the fence posts, and then we had to pay to have our shed repaired. So I've submitted some photos of what's going on in the rear property, just so you can kind of get a sense of what's going on in our community.
Okay, so I can, if I can understand this correctly, at the closest point, and Mr. Sharp, if you, or Norwood, just correct me if I'm wrong, at the closest point, this is 9 feet, 9 inches from the property line, and at
correct.
This furthest point, it's 13 and a half inches from the property
correct.
Line.
Correct, and that's my best estimate based on where their fence is. I'm not.
The angle.
Yes.
The property, you kind of set, from what, it looks like you set it straight, but the property line's got a little bit of an angle to it.
Correct. Yes, so
that's
and it does look nice from the street.
Right. Back of the truck, just look back.
Okay. How, given the present situation with your neighbors, how can you maintain that back part of that without having issue with your neighbor?
So the back part where
say if it's a, just say for example the another tree falls or a branch smacks your is it siding?
Is it? It's a wood shed.
Okay, just say another branch falls and it dents your. Dent your shed from the back from their property and you need to have it fixed. I think that presents a problem with the neighbor and your contractor coming to fix it or to power wash it or anything like that.
Well, I'm the power washer. It's my favorite chore. I think that we can power wash. I mean, it's more than a foot in the front of the building. And this is only, I don't know, how long? 12 feet? I forget the dimensions, but it's not very large. So in terms of needing to be able to get back there and power wash, you could certainly stand and angle a wand at both directions. And I think really the only potential challenge would be along the left side of the property. There's enough room behind the shed to get to the back of the shed.
And to answer your question, they have repaired the roof at least one at a time.
And did not access their property. He has an elevated garden bed with a whole host of his property is not accessible to us because it's just full of stuff. For lack of a better word, it's a junkyard. So we have not used their property to access when we had to have the repairs done to our shed. that was caused by their tree.
And you said you spoke, you had a pole shed, shed company that had placed a shed for you. You also mentioned a contractor. Who was the contractor that told you you could place that there and it'd be all right?
I couldn't tell you. It was just a conversation that I had with friends who were having some work done, and I was he was there, and I was like, hey, you know, I don't even remember how, like, this is now 2+ years ago, so I don't recall the name of the contractor, and I don't recall the specifics of how the conversation came about, but it was a conversation regarding sheds in the kind of in the Forgotten Mile, and that you did not need a permit for anything that was not fixed to the ground.
Along with the company who placed it.
I mean, I don't know that they used exact words, but we were not, there was no, like, where's your permit, you need a permit, and they delivered it, and there was no, you know, we were not given any information otherwise, and to the extent that they, you know, there was no, what's the word I want to use? They did not tell us that we needed to get a permit, and it was communicated to us that in the location that we did not require a permit for a non-fixed structure.
So you kind of, you would be responsible for knowing that, but you were, what's the term I'm looking for? You kind of leaned on the company who does this all the time to put this in the right place for you.
We didn't know, right? So they built it, and it's a beautiful shed. I mean, it fits the same color. It's custom, and they did a great job with it. But we just didn't even think that this would be an issue, frankly.
We reasonably relied on the experts in terms of a contractor in the community and the shed company that we bought this from to be advised of any things we needed to know about, and we were not.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
The site plan that I'm looking at here, did you take the previous survey and then overlay your information onto it?
Correct. My brother is not an official architect, but he took an entire architecture degree, just never finished getting the license, and he works for a company, so he did that for me with my measurements.
So you overlaid the setbacks, you overlaid the shed and the shower and all of those dimensions, right?
I did not. My brother did, but yes.
You had him do it.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the measurements, that 13.5 inches and the 9 inches, you took those measurements?
Yes.
And I presume also the, 81.5 inches to the rear, I'm assuming you also took that one.
I took all of the measurements that are documented around that shed.
I held the tape measure.
You held the tape, okay. And
begrudgingly.
How did you determine those 9 inches? Did you just go off the fence that was there?
Correct.
Okay. Do you know for sure that fence is on the property line?
I think so, based on where rebarb was placed, and I didn't even go directly to the fence. I actually took a more conservative measurement, just in case there was leeway as the property went back, because it doesn't go back straight.
The fence could be too far on our property as well. We just don't know. It's just what was there, and you know, without having it.
When we purchased the home, we were not told of any encroaching
issue. I mean,
it's
hard to tell from the survey where that fence actually is.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And I looked at even photos from Google Maps, of what, and it looks like it's pushed out a bit, but that was when it was in good condition. Now it's sort of.
Is there an overhang on your roof? I'm assuming this is a gable roof that runs that full 20-foot length.
Correct.
Is there an overhang on the sides of those roofs? Of that.
Not
right
significantly,
and
I do have photos that should, maybe that photo that. Our neighbor's shed. That's the backyard. No, that's our. Those are other sheds. The shower. That right there. It's maybe 3 inches. It's pretty narrow.
Okay. You think it's only about 3 inches? I mean, that might be for a shed. Oftentimes, they have very small overhangs.
I mean, you can see that the shower door is flush with the building, and the top of the shed is not sticking out much further than the top of the shower.
Is there a gutter on that roof?
There is not.
Okay.
But we could happily add one if that presents a concern.
Is there anything else in your rear yard that would make it impossible to move the shed into compliance? Trees?
Well,
are you on public sewer and water?
We are on public sewer and water, although there is a abandoned septic tank that was in the yard. And as you can see, that tree that's hanging over, it hangs over into a significant portion of the backyard, and that's not our tree. That's our neighbor's tree.
So approximately where is the abandoned septic tank?
It's off the back of the house, like beyond the porch.
Probably that space.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, probably, what'd you say, Rob?
Yeah, right there.
Okay, right in there.
Behind the porch, mm-hmm. In the rear yard.
Okay. Just to clarify, do we need a variance for the shower?
We were told that we did not, because I did ask about that while we were in course of submitting for this process, because it does not have a roof. It has a lattice.
It's detached from the, physically detached from the shed, so it's okay to encroach similar to a fence.
Gotcha, okay.
So we were told, thank you.
Gotcha, okay.
So there is no roof on the shower?
It just has a lattice for privacy, but it's permeable.
And there's no attachment to the shed?
No.
Okay.
When they delivered the shed, did they just deliver it straight off of a trailer? Is that what they did?
Essentially, I mean, it was a huge situation.
So they didn't have something that looked kind of like a forklift that could move it around?
They did, but not...
It was like a shimmy, but it didn't. I don't think it went.
It wasn't like a forklift that could physically pick it up.
A separate piece of equipment from the trailer.
No.
What you're talking about is some of these trailers have.
Yes.
Like forks on them that they can kind of move it and shimmy it with.
Yes, that's what we were dealing with.
Did you think about or attempt to contact any other shed companies to see if they would have equipment that moves this?
We did not, because we have the shower, so we were hoping that we could get this variance.
So
and
are you asking since we applied to ask?
Well, at any point did you talk to, because I know there are other shed companies that have more equipment that would be able to do something like this. Even if the company you purchased it from doesn't, that there is equipment, getting into technical terms, I guess they call it a mule, but it's basically a little forklift that they can go out there and move sheds with.
I did not ask that at the time because I was happy with where it was located and I didn't have any concerns when they dropped it. And then since then, when we got the citations, we had to move quickly. And so we applied for a permit. We were told we couldn't get a permit until we got the variance. And so we just were trying not to get fined. So we moved quickly and thought, we'll do this and see how we fare. Hope for the best.
Okay, thank you.
Is the front of your house in line with the other houses on the street?
In line with proximity to setback, is that what you mean?
Well, just the direction, sort of.
Oh, so we're actually pointed a little bit more.
The houses immediately across the street from us are new construction, and they are more plumb. And then Rob and Kathy, who live to the left of us, have, as they told you last week, they tore something down and built it. So they are also, I guess, are they plumbed? I think they're somewhat straight to the street as well. And then the house on the corner, there's only three houses on our little side of the street, and they also have a new construction home. So they are straight with the street. And then on the, I guess maybe there's two summer trailers that are on the other side, across the street.
Parallel with.
So your property is pretty unique as far as the sort of the angle of the house and the shape of the lot.
Yes.
Compared to your neighbors.
Very much, yes.
Okay. And then I know that last week your neighbors spoke of flooding in the rear of their yard, I thought. Do you have any flooding in the back of your yard?
We do not have any flooding in the back of our yard, and their yard is slightly elevated. Along that fence, they have elevated garden beds, except for at the very back of the property. And I did submit photos. I mean, I don't know how they could know what was happening back there, because there's a lot of construction debris and miscellaneous stuff. We have never had, we are at a lower point than them. We have never had any problems with water coming off of their property onto ours.
Well, in the back.
In the back. So in the front, there's sometimes when there's heavy rains, I mean, we're trying to get sewer. Looks like
a little lower than the street.
There's a lot of pooling, and then if we get really heavy rains, because we don't have a county sewer in our neighborhood, there can be some flooding all along the front yards of the street, but not in the rear yard.
Okay, thank you.
Can you tell me if there's any utility to the shed?
No, there's just a outdoor, there's no electric, and it is just a outdoor water line running for Lake to rinse off.
It's going to the back shower?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions from the board? Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looking at this, I think you had said that the rear was wider, but in looking at the property, it looks like the front is about 10 feet wider than the rear.
I'm sorry, I did say that. And what I meant was the rear of the house has a slightly wider dimension from the property line than the front of the house does. But yes, the back of the property is significantly smaller than the front. And I was simply just pointing out that while it's 13 feet from the front corner of our home to the property line, the back of the house is slightly larger, but it is narrowed by the not shown air conditioning unit that is sitting there. So it is a very tight space.
There's a water connection there as well.
Your house is parallel to the street, but not necessarily parallel to the side property lines too. It appears to be angled.
Correct.
Looking at, I just want to make sure I got this right, because I think we had said the variance need was 4.1 feet, and I think it might be different. If I'm looking at your plan right, it looks like the rear corner of that shed, it'd be 9 inches from the property line.
That's correct.
And then it would be 13.6 inches from the other corner.
That's correct, to the best of my measuring abilities.
So we need to adjust those figures from the variance. I think it's 4.75 and 3.5, if I'm right. My math's right. Looking at Ms. Norwood while she does the calculations.
Did you get a building
permit for the outdoor shower? Did you work with a contractor for that?
We used the fencing company, and I was under the impression that that was handled by them.
You had said that you're willing to install guttering on the sides. Where does the water from the shower drain to?
There's stone underneath that goes
down.
And it just kind of percolates down we have three kids that just basically rinse the sand off, and this is 2 months out of the year. So we've never really had a water drainage issue. We just have one working bathroom in the house, so I don't like them in my bathroom tracking sand, because they just pull their suits off. And
it's a small house, so we try to use as much, especially with children, keep them outside as much as possible.
Sure, I understand. Ms. Norwood, I'm still, and we haven't advertised for the rear yard. It's only been for the side yard, so it's only for the shed, but I'm still a little perplexed as to why the shower would not need a variance, and that may be something we need to discuss, because it has lattice on the top, and we've typically treated outdoor showers as structures that would require that.
Right, the lattice on the top, I'm not sure I was fully aware of during part of the process.
Just
thought it was open, unattached.
The constable, when they've already talked to her on the phone, she said that was not something that required.
Which is why we did not include
it. Yeah, and I think we'll have to look at that at staff. It wasn't advertised for that, so we can't.
Right.
Board can't even make a decision on one way or another. But I know there's been some discussion about it, and I just wanted to make sure that we may need to look at that a little more closely now that we have some more facts.
My focus was whether it was attached to the building.
Sure.
And it is not.
Yeah.
And the lattice is not a roof. It's
The lattice could be removed if needed.
Yes, 100%. We could take it off if we need to.
We'll look at that a little closer and see if any further actions needed with regard to that. So, and I don't have any further questions at this time. Thank you.
You good? Okay. Mr. and Ms. Monzo, you can take a seat for a second.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present that would like to speak in opposition to this case? Do we have any further questions from the board? Okay, at this time, I will close the public hearing for case number 12863. For Mr. Eric and Dana Monzo. Is there a motion for case number 12863?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12863 for Eric and Dana Monzo for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. And I would also make that conditional on gutters being installed to direct the water away from the neighbor. The property has unique physical conditions due to its size and shape. And due to such physical circumstances, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Voting nay.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So with a vote of 3-1, with a conditional, with a condition of installing gutters to the shed, case number 12863 has been approved.